Mr. Lister, Reel 13. Now, the next big thing is probably the Jemamo time battles. What do you remember about that? Because that was quite a fierce engagement.
And
They recaptured it. Did you see this? You heard about it? It was towards this that Sherlock was wounded by Shelfer. That's when you brought him out, was it? Because he was wounded twice, it could have been. And what else do you remember about Jamala? You were just running. Anything else? No other particular incidents then? Can you separate now the various rivers in your head? You know, after, because as you say, it was one river after another. What was so difficult about it? Did you have anything to help you get out? Was there any driving skills you needed for driving in such rough? Anything you learned? Any tips? That was what you had to avoid. Any other special driving skills you needed? Did you have anything issued to help you? Now, the pole was actually when you came back to Italy the third time. That's after you've been to Greece. Anything
else? Was morale like in the battalion, during the Gothic Line thing? Because it was hard fighting. I think it was pretty low.
The next thing then is when you went to Greece. Now the book says you all flew to Greece, but I understand that wasn't the case.
No, that was incorrect, because I think, if I remember rightly, there was just one company flew to Greece. The rest of us followed by sea. We embarked, I think, the following day. And with our own transport. And we disembarked at Piraeus.
Now, on the way, you had some trouble with mines, didn't you?
Oh, there was terrible weather. There was blinding rain, thunderstorms, and the sea was rough, tossing about. And we were warned about these mines, and a lot of the blokes were sorely affected by it. By the sea, but quite a number who weren't were allowed to take pot shots at these mines and try and detonate them before they got too close. And I remember one occasion the American leadership we were on. One came, must have been within 4 feet of the hole. And then the next sort of punch away and wafted away again, and there was sighs of relief both by the American crew and by us. But one of the others has its stern door blown open, and fortunately it was almost at the point of landing, so it didn't make a great deal of difference. Everyone got ashore intact. It was certainly a hairy trip. Can't say anybody enjoyed it at all.
Where did you land then? At Athens?
Yeah, the port of Athens. Pylos.
And what were your first impressions of Greece? So it was December when you got there, early December, 44.
Well, the weather was pretty atrocious, and nobody seemed to know what was happening. I made contact with the troops that were already there, and the company men went ashore and went where they had to go, and we offloaded the transport and stored or whatever. And followed them, but it was a very tough situation. I don't know, I'm totally wrong, but I'm sure nobody knew what was happening from the top to the bottom.
So you yourself didn't know about ELAS or what was going on there?
Not well, no. Well, none of us did.
Where were you billeted first then?
we were all over the place, but the main body companies were a lot of various areas. We were supposed to go to a place called Polaron. Well, we did eventually land after a few days, but I was in a shop. Place with a shop front, overlooking right on the top of the harbour, overlooking the harbour.
That's Piraeus then?
Piraeus. And we were immediately put on alert and put on guard duty. We were on guard duty. Protecting the part of the harbour, the landing area, British and American troops. British troops and American sailors were largely concerned. And we were there for about 3 days, and then we moved up to the...
Did anything happen during that? Was there any trouble with ELAS or the local population during those 3 days?
Not in our immediate area, but you could hear firing and the occasional shell. They had some guns somewhere that the Germans had left behind. And had mortars. Probably German weapons.
How did the Greek population seem to react to your arrival then?
Well, at that time, if anything, I think they were tribal hostile. But if they were pleased to see it, they were frightened to say so because of the pressure of the fear of ELAS, but then of course, as I say, we didn't know much about it, and we did eventually know what the bother was.
How did this seem to show how did the hostility show itself in those early days? What did they do?
Well, you weren't there to fraternize, but if you did, it sounds speak to them or whatever, they just shied off and ignored him more or less. someone were openly hostile, but they were people that were concerned with the US.
So, well, what was your next move from the harbour?
We had to follow on. Battalion HQ was at Fallon, the BHQ, Brigade HQ was at Fallon, the Battalion HQ was at Fallon, and that was a very pleasant area. And after about 5 or 6 days, things got established and we were reasonably happy in that area. We were in a large battalion HQ was in a hotel, I think, but we were in a large house, a palatial sized house, quite near the battalion HQ, and had a big yard a big area next to it where the transport was situated. And there was a little house in the area in which two Greek brothers lived, and they were handling the Red Cross parcels and Red Cross relief, and the rooms were stocked from top to bottom with Red Cross parcels. One of them spoke English American. He'd been in America for some time, the elder brother, and I'm sure they were on the fiddle. Making a fortune out of the stuff they had, but they were always asking me, can you get tyres, can you get this, can you get that, and offering you fantastic bribes in order to do so.
Were you ever able to help them?
No, not officially.
What about unofficially? Well,
there was a fair bit of fiddling went on, but nothing on the scale they wanted. If you'd sold them a jig, they would have gladly paid you for it.
What sort of things would you sell them?
Well, soap and things like that. Small things, really, but they still paid good prices for them.
Now, after you'd been there a bit, for around about the 12th of December, 13th of December, there was quite a lot of sniping, and then there were actual, on the 13th, actual attacks on the various company positions.
Yes, there
were. What do you remember of that?
I remember cookhouse, the area, the house that was used by the cooks and whatnot, and they tried to blow it up, and certainly there were several of them trapped there for quite a number of hours, a great big slab of concrete. Wedged them all in some time before they got out, but I don't think there was many casualties, just perhaps a couple, but in other areas, as I say, the companies were divided in different areas, and some of them were in Athens itself, suffered quite a number of casualties.
Now, where exactly were you during the attack?
In the MT by this car park.
Was that attacked at all?
It wasn't, no.
So you didn't have first hand experience of that bit? Of that?
Not really, although things were happening within a few hundred yards.
What about your duties as a driver? Were you doing much driving?
No, I was mostly concerned with maintenance and repairs at the time.
So you weren't going out and being sniped, driving for him?
On the other occasion when I did go out, we were sniped up once or twice. But we never incurred any casualties in my section, but